The Northwest Company says its northern Northmart stores will resume purchasing furs from trappers. An agreement has been reached with Fur Harvesters Auction to continue accepting pelts. The retail giant earlier announced a suspension of buying furs because of low prices. LaRonde trapper Mark Studer says prices are dropping in Russia and China.
Right now, the prices are quite depressed, and I think that's somewhat to do with the Chinese market and the Russian market.
The Northwest Company says fur prices have dropped between 50 to 70% recently, and the potential closure of another major auction house is making it difficult to profit. A two-day forum on opioid and crystal meth addiction wraps up in Prince Albert today. The forum is hosted by the Federation of Sovereign Indigenous Nations. It's looking to develop a prevention strategy for First Nations struggling with how to address the issue. Carol Hopkins is with Thunderbird Partnership Foundation, which is helping to coordinate the gathering. She says the organization has learned a couple of things from hosting similar forums in the past.
Culture has to be central to the way that we do things. Also said that we're never going to get healing for families and communities by only focusing on individuals.
The forum is taking place at the Senator Alan Byrd Memorial Center. The head of the FSIN says Ottawa needs to provide money for First Nations who want to take over their own child welfare under new legislation. Chief Bobby Cameron spoke at a news conference yesterday in Saskatoon. Cameron says without reliable funding, changes to Indigenous child welfare that are coming in January won't work.
Without funding, this Bill C-92 will fail. And we'll be in the same boat, the same situation as we have been. Our children being in care, away from our First Nation communities, away from our language and culture system. It's a big hill to climb, but it's something that we're not going to give up on, that's for sure.
Cameron says he hopes to meet soon with Mark Miller, the new federal minister of Indigenous Services. This week's train derailment south of Humboldt released about 1.5 million liters of oil along Highway 16. The Transportation Safety Board says 33 oil tank cars left the tracks early Monday morning. 19 of those cars lost their entire loads. The resulting fire burned for over 24 hours and shut down part of the Yellowhead Highway. There were no injuries reported and no waterways were affected. A 12-year-old boy has been charged following a fire at a Regina Walmart store. Police say no one was in the store when emergency crews arrived at the north end scene on Tuesday night. An investigation shows the blaze began in the paper towel aisle. Regina Fire Marshal Randy Riba says the business will be closed for quite some time.
They're still evaluating damage to merchandise and the water damage in the area of the fire. We did have the sprinklers operating as designed, which is certainly good news. Our crews put out the remainder of the fire in quite quick order, but there is smoke damage to probably the entire stock of the building.
No one was hurt in the fire. The boy has been charged with arson. Saskatchewan's trade minister says just because a revised new North American trade deal has been signed, it doesn't mean it will be ratified by all three countries. Jeremy Harrison says the agreement will provide some security and stability for the trading relationship with the U.S. But he says there's one area that still concerns him.
Softwood lumber, the dispute and the tariffs, 20% tariffs and anti-dumping duties are still in place on our softwood lumber exports to the United States. I spoke to the Minister of International Trade only a couple of days ago and expressed our very real concern about the lack of progress that the federal government has made in addressing the softwood lumber dispute.
Harrison also says the deal still needs parliamentary approval, which he believes is not a given after the Liberals were reduced to a minority government in the October election. A number of medical neglect cases in Alberta involving pets has been on the rise over the past 5 years. The Calgary Humane Society is blaming it on the downturn in the economy. cruelty investigator Brad Nichols says the biggest reasons for medical neglect is owners not being able to afford proper care.
You know, I think a lot of people think, my animal never gets sick, never get injured, and that's a dangerous trap to get stuck in, because as soon as you've got an illness or an injury, you're looking at thousands of dollars in veterinary bills, and not many of us can afford that on the drop of a hat.
Nichols says buying pet insurance is a good way to avoid being taken off guard by unexpected bills. And members of the Squamish Nation in BC have voted in favor of building one of the largest Indigenous-led housing developments in Canada. The First Nation is planning to build 11 towers on a 4.7-hectare parcel of reserve land in Vancouver. The tallest building will be 56 stories high. Vancouver City Council says it looks forward to discussing ways it can support the project.